This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado water officials are meeting today and tomorrow to decide whether some of the oldest water rights on the Colorado River can be repurposed. CPR's climate reporter Ishan Takwar has more.
Xcel Energy owns the water rights at the Shoshone Power Plant, an aging hydropower station near Glenwood Springs. The Colorado River District, which represents Western Slope water users, wants to buy those rights from Xcel. The district says that water is crucial to protect ecosystems and fish habitats, but it needs the Colorado Water Conservation Board to sign off. The first step is determining whether the water rights can even be used that way. But Front Range utilities, like Northern Water, have opposed part of the deal. No matter what the board decides, it could be two more years before the sale is final. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
Loveland police have arrested a man suspected of vandalizing an unofficial memorial to conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The damage occurred at a home in Loveland. The residents hung a banner on their fence reading RIP Charlie Kirk, We Stand With You. The sign was surrounded with American flags and solar lights. Overnight on Saturday, someone lit the display on fire and vandalized a car parked at the house. Police said their initial investigation suggested the damage was politically motivated. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Tomorrow, two events are scheduled in Fort Collins in honor of Charlie Kirk. They'll be hosted at Colorado State University. There's a slight chance for snow overnight in Vail. This is CPR News.